You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Artist Ashley Jude Jonas wants you to get close, very close, to her work, currently on view at University Galleries in Normal. The show is called Not Knowing, and it's her first comprehensive exhibition. Curated by Jessica Bingham, the show features drawings, photographs, and various installations. Bingham says Jonas's work deals with domestic spaces and finding joy within the details she finds there.
I invited her right after COVID started really impacting our lives here in the States.
So she probably had to experience the domestic space in a way that maybe she hadn't experienced as an artist before. Did she make some new discoveries by any chance?
Yes and no. She made new discoveries within her own work, but it also allowed her to explore the work that she had made previously and with a new eye, thinking about this time period and how various things in her life have affected her making. But then, yeah, of course, with COVID and being saturated in your domestic space and looking at things with a new perspective, very important. Ashley's work is all about close attention, the small details, those minor things throughout our day that maybe go unnoticed, watching the light change within your house, which is something that I think that I've talked with a lot of people throughout COVID who experienced these nuances within our homes that we didn't quite pick up on before. Other things would be, you know, watching our plants grow very slowly. And so she's included cuttings from her plants within some of the works. And some other things are just reimagining what previous pieces could be like in a larger space within university galleries. So yeah, there was a lot of things that this is how Ashley functions. This is how her practice functions before, how it functioned before COVID. But I think having that, like I said, saturated time within the home and then also preparing for an exhibition really opened up some possibilities for her.
There's a lot of space in university galleries, lots of space, really high ceilings, very unlike the domestic sphere. How did Ashley go about best utilizing the space in university galleries?
I was really curious how she would imagine some of these works. So for instance, there's a wall, two wall installations, the Death Drawings 1, 2, and 3. And the other one is titled Watching, Walking, Falling Apart. So these two large scale wall installations, and the death drawings, they were smaller before. They're these large painted ovals, irregular shaped ovals that are very close to the ground and have all of these objects that Ashley's collected over time. A lot of found objects, paper, ceramic, photos, ribbon. There's actually wishbones in some of them and dried citrus fruits. And so those pieces, they were maybe a few feet smaller than what they are now, but we were really thinking about what would it feel like to be able to stand and be very present with this work as if it's the same height as a person. And then the Watching, Walking, Falling Apart is a 30-foot long installation comprised of these very small mirrored tiles and Polaroid photos that she took while standing at her kitchen window looking into her backyard and the plants that sit on her windowsill. And so it's this repeat visit. It's a return to the same place, to the same location, to find those small changes within the light or the backyard setting and how those little moments of beauty, if you're not paying attention to it, we're just going to miss those and it's gone.
Regarding Watching, Walking, Falling Apart, and the fact that she's incorporated mirrors into them, I'm wondering, is this her invitation to the viewer to essentially step into the piece?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. She was really interested in, because the mirrors, there are, and a lot of Ashley's work, because they're found objects, they're worn. So the mirrors themselves, there are areas where you can definitely see a reflection, and they're about an inch by an inch. But there's also areas where it's been worn away, and you just see the wall behind this piece of glass. And so because it's so long, as you're walking by, you see your reflection, but you also see the other pieces. So you're reflecting on the space itself, but also she's asked us to, like, you could walk by that piece. Like I said, they're an inch by an inch, and you could walk by it and not take much notice. But if that's what she's asking us, is to really slow down and spend time with the work so that you can see those small things Yeah, it is a self-reflective piece. So the death drawings is the opposite wall of the mirrored pieces, and it's a larger installation, but that too is very self-reflective. It's what are these things that we keep? What are the things that we notice? What do we remember from a person or a place? It's introspective in many ways.
Ashley likes to work with found objects. Can you talk about what she's attracted to and, you know, how she likes to use these objects?
There's so many. It's so vast. There are photos, there's ribbons, there's clippings from shirts. There is foam board, you know, like the pink foam insulation board. She uses that often where she paints it. So there are these big chunks of colorful shapes that show up in her work. There is also a small, it looks to me like a small apricot or something that somebody ate and she's pinned to the wall. It's dried and pinned to the wall. And then there's these ceramic objects too that she has glued to pieces of paper or photographs and pinned to the wall. So Ashley began as a ceramic artist. And so she explores ceramics in the same way that she does the found objects. She doesn't look at them as there's a hierarchy of objects just because she made the one. But something that she's very, I guess, aware of within her ceramic work is like the history of, I guess, the tactile nature of ceramics, in the sense that when she's making it, she leaves her fingerprints in them so that you can see that that's her marks. She often does coil pots and pinch pots, and it's a combination of the two, which then leaves her fingerprints within the work.
Well, as an artist who's really focused on the small details and the little moments, I can see why she would be really attracted to just put something there. And it's something that strikes me as something that would really draw in audiences, because it's not something that you walk in and suddenly kapow, it hits you. You've got to lean in and really get close to it.
There's this piece called Seeing Self and Sun, and it's actually a very small sculpture that sits really low to the ground. It's got this round element to, I mean, you walk around it, but there's actually like a rounded like magnifying glass that sits above a mirror, and it's enclosed within this cylinder. So you don't notice it as you're walking into the space, but then you're looking down, you're walking around the sculpture, you look down and you can see your reflection, but it takes a little bit of time. But as you were saying, like these pieces don't hit you right away. I gave a tour recently to a couple friends of mine who are both sculptors. And at one point, one of them got down, knelt on the ground next to the sculpture just to get down to its size, as if like you were
looking eye to eye with it.
Yeah, looking eye level with it. And I just thought that was so fascinating to have this like physical reaction to like wanting to get down and be next to this tiny sculpture. So that, again, it's removing that hierarchy. Ashley is required and asked people to really get close and personal with this work to understand it. Yeah, it's not something that just hits you right away.
It's her landscape, and she's just putting it all there with an egalitarian hand, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah. She also, we were talking the other day and she said, and I was telling her this story about this person kneeling down next to the work. And she said, I look at all my work as if it's a gift that I'm just giving to the world. I make it so I can give it away. And I just thought, that's so beautiful.
That's Jessica Bingham, curator of Ashley Jude Jonas's show, Not Knowing, currently on view at University Galleries through May 16th. I'm Laura Kennedy.